Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
According to reports flying around all over the place yesterday, Fox and Bill O'Reilly are talking about an exit. Bill O'Reilly would not return to Fox. He is on vacation right now. And yesterday, up came another allegation. He was accused of sexual harassment by a black female colleague. She says, according to her attorney, a leering O'Reilly regularly referred to her as hot chocolate. Now, when I think of hot chocolate, I think of the song, well, I think of the group Hot Chocolate and the song You Sexy Thing. This is hot chocolate right here.
Sexy thing.
Well, apparently, Bill O'Reilly's office was near this woman's desk, according to the lawyer. He would walk by her desk and make grunting noises. Like an animal, according to the attorney. And he'd wait for her to get off the elevator first and look at her backside and say, "Looking good, girl." He would look at her cleavage and legs and call her hot chocolate, according to the attorney. Her attorney says her client isn't asking for any money. She just wants the story out there. Bill O'Reilly's supposed to return from that vacation, I think it's the end of next week.
I think it's going to be a permanent vacation.
Will he ever return? All right, enough of the hot chocolate. Now, on to the hot temper of Mel Gibson. There's a book out by a former CEO of Paramount. And she's telling some stories about her day at Paramount. One of them involves Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson and was working with Paramount on the movie Braveheart. And this was during the negotiations for the movie Braveheart. Mel got a little frustrated over Paramount's offer to put up a little less than expected for the movie Braveheart. And according to this former CEO, he grabbed a large glass ashtray and threw it through the wall.
Wow.
He threw the ashtray through the wall. Mel Gibson admitted to that in the book. He said, yeah. I was like, what the F do you people mean? I turned down three jobs to work on this movie. I was kind of upset. Probably a little over the top. It was all posturing BS. Doesn't sound like the Mel Gibson that we know with the hot temper.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up on me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will! So just listen to me. Listen to my ranting.
That's Mel. Now, Andy Summers of the Police was asked, hey, are you guys going to get back together for this desert trip thing? Because the word is that there's $9 million out there for the police if they do a couple of the desert trip shows. So he's up for the reunion, Andy Summers of the Police.
Hell yeah.
But he's skeptical that it's going to actually happen.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. It'd be great. I would do it. You know, why not? I mean, you know, when they offer you $9 million to go and play for an hour, you go, I might want to do that. No, it would be brilliant.
Sting does not want to.
Yeah, so there's
Sting's like, I can do it myself for $9 million.
Yeah, he's an important part of that trio. And
I'll just pay the other guys some union scale.
Yeah.
And I'll take the lion's share.
You're not going to get a Sting. You're not going to go to YouTube and find somebody who sounds like Sting and put them in there and satisfy the people at Desert Trip for $9 million. I don't think that's going to happen. And we're going to close the trash here with Stephen Colbert. He says President Trump needs to give Kim Jong-un a nickname.
Talking with this gentleman for a long time. They've all been outplayed by this gentleman.
I don't think Trump knows Kim Jong-un's name. I don't. That's this gentleman.
Gentleman.
This gentleman.
Nickname.
Are they going to a strip club together? Why does he keep calling him this gentleman? Yeah. Either that, or the best nickname he can come up with is this gentleman. And Mr. President, you're known for your nicknames. Your Lion Ted. Your Crooked Hillary. And this guy is a name bonanza. Dude, there's so many you could try. What about shiitake mushroom hair or the deer eater or chairman cow or the dictator tot or El Presidumpty or the glorious people's repiglet? Anything at all for this?
I like the dictator tot. Yeah, that's the trash.
That's a good one.